The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
The Sand is proud to present a wonderful new show, A Man and His Music. The music of Count Basie and his great band. And the man is Frank Sinatra.
Live from the Sands, William Conrad's voice, Francis Albert Sinatra, takes the stage.
How did all these people get in my room? Come fly with me, we'll fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly away. Come fly with me, we'll float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, we'll float down in the blue.
Francis Albert with Joe P on AM 970, The Answer, 707 on The Answer with Frank and Al and Debbie, and happy post-4th of July. Hopefully you had a great weekend. Hopefully you felt the patriotism. This year, it seems to be more than the past. I mean, the president says, I'm doing a salute to America, so he goes to Washington, right? And I don't want to let that go because it was such a – it felt monumental, and it was great. And with all the aircraft going overhead and then with the Blue Angels, it was just exciting to watch. And I sat and I watched it with my daughters, you know, with my kids, and I explained to them why the country is important, what we have done in the past, why we are a great country, why we are not racist, why there is no such thing as white privilege. I mean, look at what I got explained to my kids, please. Yeah, hear what I'm telling you. And I'm nicely talking, and they're asking, and they're kind enough to sit through and watch the president's speech, you know, and he has one little gaffe about the airports and the Continental Army, and of course that becomes the meme. And like Al was saying, you got to laugh. It's funny, you know, you got to laugh about it. But all in all, it was that to see the mall down in Washington, as crowded as it was when Martin Luther King gave his speech, his I Got a Dream speech, to see the same amount of people and to see the press not cover it. The press couldn't stand it. Oh, my God. I mean, it was news. It was new. It was such a big news story. And thank you, Fox News. Thank you, Fox News. I got to go to Fox News for everything now. You know, I can't wait. The other networks won't do it. Oh, my Lord. So it was patriotic. It was great. And thanks to the president for having true patriotism in his heart. Because you feel it and I feel it for crying out loud, you know. And I'd like to read some tweets that I get, you know, some correspondence I get. But I want to protect the privacy of some of the folks kind enough to tweet. They have family members in the military, and how proud they are, you know, and how much we appreciate that. Law enforcement as well. By the way, again, not to start on a negative note, but yeah, another deputy killed in Georgia overnight. You saw that? Holy Lord Almighty. And it starts from, and again, not to get too fired up this early in the morning at 7:09 on AM 970, The Answer. But let me start with Starbucks, and you hear this. This story has traction, and Starbucks is now apologizing. When a customer at Starbucks in Arizona, there were police officers before the shift going into Starbucks and paying too much for coffee, certainly. And now the customer walked over to what they call the barista. Only in Starbucks you get a barista name. It's that person that keeps you waiting. You got to you make your order, then you got to go wait. And then everybody gathers around a Starbucks. It's the dumbest kind of system. I don't know. But the coffee's great. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But it's too expensive. And you sit there. All right, Joe P, got your coffee. Then you get yelled at to wear your coffee. It's ridiculous. Is this yours? No, is that mine? No, I had the cappuccino. You have the espresso? It's like, what is that? So now a customer got upset at this Starbucks and said, there's police officers here. They're making me not feel safe. That's a mental derangement syndrome. That's the problem. When I talk about the narrative, I talked about last hour, how the narrative becomes the news. And that news is fake news indeed. But that narrative that's out there, starting with Eric Holder and Barack Obama, no disrespect, no hate. I'm just telling you objectively. When it comes from the last administration and they tell you that it's the police's fault. When? Stay with me on this, and I don't want to start the morning on a negative note, but when Colin Kaepernick kneels down when the anthem is played and then they do a close-up of his socks and it depicts police officers as pigs, now you got a problem with me and most of America. I'm telling you right now. But that sets the narrative to the feeble-minded that are out there. And the feeble-minded and the vulnerable are out there. And when I watch some of the news that isn't Fox News, for example, covering the president, and then if you go to another news network during when they're covering the president, it's everything negative, everything. And if you're feeble, in my opinion, if you just don't have a strong will, you are sucked in to the mainstream media vortex. And you start believing that. And my children are vulnerable to that, not because they have their minds aren't sharp or anything like that. It's just that they're told that over and over and over again. You and I, we could come on the radio. I'm very grateful for this microphone being the flagship station for Salem Media to my bosses, Mr. Crowley and Mr. Boyce, and certainly with Debbie and Alan Frank. It gives us an opportunity to say, did you see what happened? How could they put that out there? And you can call me, and I'll give you these 50,000 watts. I'll give you the streaming around the country and people listening around the world online at am970theanswer.com. I'm telling you, I feel like a translator. I feel like when I watch the Democratic debates, I need a translator because I can't understand. I have to hit the SAP button on my remote. I don't understand that. But the fact that people are asking police officers to leave and those cops had to leave, now they're apologizing. Now a Starbucks executive flew out there. You know what? It's so the narrative becomes reality. And that's what happens if we don't fight it. That's why your fight in your heart and you're upset that you feel, and I know what you're feeling because I feel the same exact thing, it is just. It is just. And don't forget, those five police officers in Dallas today, it was 3 years ago, today they died. And now in Hall County, Georgia, what I was saying, the Hall County Sheriff's Office has confirmed that one of its deputies was shot and killed late Sunday night, pulling somebody over, gets into a gun battle and then loses his life or just trying to keep law and order, you know. But you never hear about the stories. That story just was peripheral. This story, police in New York pay for an alleged shoplifter stolen groceries. Instead of arresting her, they were called to arrest the girl and they paid for the groceries because she couldn't afford it. That's the story. That's what I want to talk about. And then these other cop, one cop was killed. They're investigating police officers. And then the people in the neighborhood are taunting the police officers. It starts, and trust me, not to make this too base, but it starts with a world-renowned athlete depicting police officers as pigs when he's wearing his socks and kneeling for the national anthem. I'm telling you, it opens the door to the people that don't understand, that don't have the patriotism or the love of this country in their heart like you and I do. It starts right there, and it's going to take a while to fight it, but so help me God, we're going to get there. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Hope you had a great weekend. 13 minutes after 7 o'clock, 877-970-2999 if you want to give us a call. On the balance of nature of phone lines, I just think it was great watching the Blue Angels, watching the president, and then watching the Macy's fireworks. And oh, and I got to tell you what happened. And I should tell you this. Frankie was – and good morning, Frank. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. Joe.
Okay. Last minute, I said, I can't go down the shore because of traffic. I can't do it. I'm so – you know, you hit the wall. So I said, let me stay home with the kids. Kids, we're going to stay. Good. What do you want to do? I said, well, you know, there's this Franz Touch of Class. Listen to me. I go, and they, you go on the boat like we do when we do our schmooze cruise with the sponsors, and you go around on that, and you can watch the fireworks. And I and they go, God, that sounds like a fun idea. I said, you'd go? You would go to New York and do that? Yeah, oh, great. So I call Fran on a cell phone. This is great. And you'll hear me tell you about this when I do the commercial. But and this is not a commercial. This is just telling you how great I love the people that are kind enough to join the family here in the morning, on the morning show. They are family. And I'm telling you, this is how family they are. I call Fran, Frank. I call Fran on the cell phone.
Very nice.
Joe, how are you? Oh, what a nice surprise. What's going on? You know, I know it's late. But I was thinking maybe I'll take the kids on the Franz Touch of Class. We'll go around. We'll watch the firework. Oh, that's – I don't know. You know, Joe, I think we're sold out. Will you – let me have Captain Fred call you. Like that. And I'm telling you, it's not just for me. Fran will do this for you as well. So Captain Fred calls me right a second. Next second, Captain Fred calls me. It's great. I said, Captain, how are you? He goes, Joe, what do you need? I said, well, there's a couple of us, my family, my kids. Maybe I'll take the ex-wife, you know, and we'll go out on the yes, I was going to take the ex-wife, you know. Talk about fireworks. So we're going to go around the Manhattan and watch a firework. Do you know Frankie Five Boroughs? Totally oversold, sold out. And Fred was so kind. He goes, Joe, it's because of you. We sold that out because of you. I couldn't get a seat on the boat that I was advertising. I swear to God, I couldn't.
Oh,
but Fred, absolutely, because that's what we're there for. I said, Fred, whoa. He goes, Joe, I feel so bad. I said, hold on, Captain. You mean you're sold out? And that made me feel so good. People are listening. And thanks for going on that if you listen. But I will book it next year in advance. So I said, don't. No. He goes, Joe, well, we could fit you in. No. I didn't want anything. It was just an idea. And we ended up staying at the house and having a great barbecue at the house, which I never, ever do on 4th of July. And had the best time ever with the kids. But how about that, selling out that stuff, huh?
People, I'm not surprised. It's a great experience.
It really is. And I'm gonna go now. And then I had this idea. You know what, Frankie? This is just riffing, and we'll get to the news. I should take Mikey and my kids. We should do, you know, we go to Lorenzo's next March. But maybe we should do a cruise with Captain Fred and Franz Touch of Class and go around Manhattan, just like we do the Schmooze Cruise, open it up to the public and just have a raucous time on the Hudson River. Is that a great idea?
I think
idea?
A lot of people would want to go on there.
Don't you think so? Isn't
I
that
do.
A fun idea? With the station sponsored, you know what I mean? And going out. So thank you, Captain Fred. Thank you, Franz Touch of Class. They were so nice to me. And thank you for getting tickets. It's like the Perillo Tours, you know? Everybody we're just selling out, and I appreciate that more than I could tell you. So we stayed home, had the best time ever, and I just it was just great that I just was able to do that. Hey, Joe on the radio, and we got to go to the news on a lot of things. Tommy Lauren's going to join us, and we're going to talk about exactly what happened in Washington over the weekend. Her new book, Never Play the Dead, How the Truth Makes You Unstoppable. Colonel Douglas McGregor on the show. This guy is tough. In his voice, you could hear it. And you see the colonel on Tucker all the time. Although I met him first here through Frankie on the show. And we want to talk about Iran is enriching uranium. And we want to talk about North Korea. And we want to talk about how do we deal with North Korea and what's going on with Kim Jong-un. And I'm telling you, the colonel will deal with it. He's unconventional in his approach, but he's very, very smart. And you have to listen to his whole take on how we should approach all the unsettling world affairs, including Russia and China, North Korea and Iran. And we'll get into it with Colonel Douglas McGregor. Hey, Michael Cutler, too. This is great. Michael Cutler is so great. Talk about the border situation, those migrant detention centers. I'm so tired of hearing about the migrant. Michael Cutler will break it all down for you. But I'm just tired of it. I'm just tired of hearing about the detention centers down there. Because I've been talking about how we should help out the kids in America first. Why don't we do that? How does the narrative get away where it's all about them? And then I've been talking about it, Frankie, talking about it. And then John Katzimatidis, who does a great radio show, by the way, following Murano in the Morning, another great show. It's a great radio block on Sunday mornings right here on the station. And then John does Wednesday afternoons, Cats at Night. And John says here, most of those hurt in this violence. Look at it. John Katzimatidis put out, this is John Jr., in the span of 3 days, 56 people were shot in Chicago. 5 of them died. Boom, right there. Before the weekend. How about that? And then John Sr. wrote, most of those hurt are Black Latinos shot by other Black Latinos. And you know what? The former president did zero to help his hometown. And to the Katsimatidis, thank you for listening. Thanks for putting it out there. It takes somebody like John Katsimatidis to get the narrative out there, to get the narrative out there. Why in the name of God is an AOC there in Chicago or in East St. Louis, Illinois, one of the most dangerous cities in America, or Camden or Patterson or Oakland, California, New Orleans? Why don't the Democrats go to these cities? And why isn't the news media covering any of this? I have to talk about it on the radio. The Katsimatidis tweeted out, and that's how you find, I'm telling you what, facts, because the rest of it is a narrative that is false. We'll get into it with Michael Cutler. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. Tommy Lawrence coming up next, and we'll be talking about Tommy, about the, she's the Fox News contributor, and she's also streaming on Fox Nation. Hey, so Debbie's out there looking out for you. It's a Monday, and I see there's an overcast, and if there's a cloud in the sky, it intensifies traffic, and I could never figure that one out, Frank. Debbie, I could never figure that out, right?
Never like done that. Well, you know, the rain, and then all of a sudden people start slipping and sliding all over the place, so that'll do it.
True. And Frankie is here, and Albert is here, but right now Debbie is here, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. And let's take it out to the Taconic southbound at Bryan Pond Road in Putnam Valley. It's an accident. Delays building there. Speeds down to 35 at the Tappan Zee Bridge because of the rain this morning. If you're heading to the inbound side of the GWB, still 30, Lincoln 30, Holland about 20 minutes in from the Turnpike, but 40 minutes in from 1 and 9. 287 south, exit 37, getting down toward Morristown. A collision just cleared. Some busy traffic on the Garden State Parkway north up through 135. Northbound Van Wyck by Atlantic Avenue. Accident off on the shoulder. Busy on the LIE West through the Cross Island. More volume through Woodhaven Boulevard out toward the BQE and toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Sponsored by Unbound.org. Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at Unbound.org. Some scattered showers this morning. Clearing later, high of about 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and auto care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you buy any Napa automotive battery. While supplies last, offer expires 8/31/19.
From the Fox Business Network, markets around the world feeling the sting of Friday's U.S. jobs report, which was unexpectedly strong, dampening hopes that the Fed would cut interest rates. All major indices down except for Brazil following Wall Street's drop Friday. Germany's Deutsche Bank announcing major restructuring, slashing 18,000 jobs by 2022. Nearly one in four Americans say they don't ever plan to retire. Nearly one in four Americans say they don't ever plan to retire, according to a poll out by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs. Roughly another quarter of the people in the survey say they'll work beyond their 65th birthday. And Spider-Man Far From Home dominating the July 4th holiday weekend, snagging $185 million over the 6 days, giving Sony Pictures one of its best weeks ever. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super PolyGrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
PolyGrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Are you getting notices from the IRS that you've been ignoring?
The IRS will get your attention fast when they garnish your paycheck or freeze your bank account. Do not try and deal with the IRS on your own. You're already up a creek without a paddle. Last thing you want to do is say the wrong thing, make your problem worse. Let my friends at Rush Tax Resolution do the talking for you. They can help you if you call them at 855-IRS-CALL. I know Rush Tax. They've got lawyers on staff who specialize in tax resolution with a phenomenal success record. A-plus rated with the BBB, zero complaints. Rush Tax Resolution can stop levies and wage garnishments fast and settle debt with the IRS for the lowest amount possible if you qualify. The consultation is free, and they'll only take your case if they know they can help. This is a no-brainer. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-477-2255. 855-IRS-CALL or RushTaxResolution.com. That's RushTaxResolution.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It is 7:25 at Tommy Lauren standing by. She has this new book called Never Play Dead, How the Truth Makes You Unstoppable. Tommy's standing by in a second. I wanted to tell you about Mr. Italy, Mario Perillo, right? Remember Mario Perillo, Mr. Italy? Well, Mario's son, Steve Perillo, has carried on the tradition of excellence, operating for 74 years, serving over a million happy guests. Steve Perillo personally guarantees you will have the vacation of a lifetime. That is the Perillo Promise. Did you know that Perillo Tours, the Italy company, has been hosting visitors to Hawaii for three decades? Discover the natural beauty of Hawaii, oceanfront hotels, gourmet dining, unforgettable memories to last a lifetime. Each island is unique with its own personality. Choose from the 7-day two-islander tour or the 10-day three-islander tour, both guaranteed to please. Visit PerilloTours.com. Watch all the videos Steve has put together for your enjoyment. Hear firsthand from happy travelers and the wonderful experiences they've all had taking a Perillo tour. Call for the 2019 Italy or Hawaii brochure at 888-PERILLO, 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or visit PerilloTours.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 726 on AM 970. The Answer, the flagship station for all of Salem Media. Tommy Lauren does a great job at Fox News. Fox News contributor, host of the digital streaming platform Fox Nation. She has a new book called Never Play Dead, How the Truth Makes You Unstoppable. Tommy, welcome back to the show. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. It's good to talk to you. It's been too long.
I know. Hey, Tommy, are you in California as we speak, or are you East Coast?
I am actually in Dallas, Texas, so I'm right in the middle.
Look at you. I don't know how you have the time. How did you possibly have the time with all that you're doing to write this book, Tommy?
You know, for me, it was a labor of love, so I have a lot to say. So writing the book was actually not too hard. It was really being able to whittle down all the stories and all the things that I wanted to say into a book. And then things oddly kept happening to me as I was finishing the book that I had to squeeze in. So never a dull moment in my life. And as you'll know, because you tweeted about me, so I look forward to hearing your reaction to your notifications when you look at them later.
I'm telling you, I'm not a Twitter guy. But we have a small Twitter army. And you know what's nice about Twitter? It's direct. You can go back and forth immediately, unlike Facebook, where it's very, very masked and uncomfortable, and you have to go through several steps. But still, it's tough online. And I know you have to go online. It's a necessary evil these days, you know, Tommy?
You know, it is, and I write about that a lot in the book, that for me, social media is a tool. But we always have to make sure we use it as a tool and we don't become tools. Because unfortunately, with a lot of the people in my generation, we've become tools because of social media. But for me, it's a business tool. You just can't get too sucked in, especially in the nastiness, because Twitter for conservatives, it's a really nasty place to be.
I know, and with all the shadow banning and everything else that's happening there, it's scary. Hey, in this book, Tommy Lauren, you tell the story of how you worked your way from South Dakota to becoming one of the best-known TV stars in the country. In a nutshell, tell us how that happened.
Well, for me, growing up in South Dakota, you know, the conservative state with conservative people in that were just very blue-collar, hard-working family. Both of my parents grew up on ranches. Neither one went to college. But for me, what really inspired me to get into media and politics is I felt like middle America and the Midwest, especially in, you know, the Dakotas, Wyoming, Montana, Nebraska, the middle of this country, was so overlooked. And I would watch the nightly news, and I would feel like they just weren't speaking to us. They just didn't really care about us. They didn't care about the things that we were going through, even though, you know, much of the Midwest is the backbone of this country, especially when you speak agriculturally and in terms of small business. You know, we are a big part of the country, but I felt like we were so underserved. And I always had a voice, and I always had a voice that I felt needed to be heard, and I felt like the silent majority needed to get a little bit louder. So that's what I wanted to do. So I, with some determination, some laser focus, I decided that was my path, and I wasn't going to stop till I got there.
Yeah, how did you gain the confidence and candor to become the outspoken, independent woman that we know today, Tommy?
Well, for me, I was always blessed, you know, for better or for worse, with being unafraid and speaking my mind was always something that I was taught to do, was something I was always raised to do, and learning how to do it in a way that was effective. And I think that that's so important, especially for young people, and I write about it a lot in the book. I really want to give young people a guide for that. There's a lot of kids that are either going to college for the first time or they're returning back to college. And I know there's so many parents out there, conservative parents, conservative families, that are terrified to send their kids to college because they don't know what they're going to return as. They don't know if they're going to have, you know, pink hair and 64 gender options and be, you know, socialist. So for me, being able to hold on to those values because you truly believe them and you want to stand up for them is something I talk about a lot in the book. It's something that I always did, and it's an art form, and it's a skill that young people have to learn, and I can help you do that.
Yeah, Tommy Lauren has this new book called The Never Play Dead, How the Truth Makes You Unstoppable, and you can find Tommy on Fox News. Fox Nation is just jumping out there. Are you having fun with that, Tommy?
I'm having so much fun, and, you know, that's actually a lot of the things I talk about in the book is being able to reach young people, and young people are streaming a lot now, you know, a lot of cord cutters or never TVers that are wanting to watch and see their conservative values represented. And luckily for us, Fox Nation has been able to fill that void. We are the Netflix of conservative TV. So for young people, it gives an opportunity, even if they're not sitting at home on regularly scheduled TV, to stream those things and watch the things that they love and, you know, be able to combat some of that going on the left. As Lord knows, the left has a stranglehold on that industry.
Yeah, so true. 7:31 with Tommy Lauren and Joe Piscopo. You know, Tommy, everyone views you as this kind of, some people view you as a right-wing provocateur, you know, but that's not necessarily true. Could you feel comfortable telling us about your firing from the Blaze and how that came to be, Tommy?
Sure. Well, just to your first point, it feels like all of us that are, you know, right of center, we are called extremists, we are called alt-right, we are called provocateurs. If you are passionate about conservatism, you are now some kind of a radical. If you believe that nations have borders, you are a radical. If you believe Americans come first in this country, you are a radical. I say pitch all that in the trash can. No, we're passionate, we believe what we believe, and we're not going to be silenced anymore. And if that makes us controversial, so be it. I'm happy to be controversial. But, you know, for me, I've never been afraid to take it from the left or the right. I think that that's part of being an independent thinker. And unfortunately, you know, my former boss over there at the Blaze, I don't know if they're still operational or not. You know, it's a daily struggle for them, I think. But it was, for me, it wasn't just being attacked by the left. I was attacked by the right. I was attacked by my own network. And, you know, I was fired for having an opinion. Funny how a political commentator can be fired for having an opinion. But that's where I found myself at age 24 in the middle of a lawsuit with a network, but I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't take it back because I am where I am now, and I learned how to fight, and I set a precedent for myself, and I hope others can learn from it. Never Play Dead is not only the title of my book, but it's really the motto for my life.
Tommy Lauren, Never Play Dead is the name of the book. The feminist movement, I mean, here you are, a young woman, speaking your mind, being as independent as anyone I've seen, and yet then you see the feminist movement and all these cliches. Well, are you frustrated with the feminist movement, quote-unquote feminist movement, Tommy?
Well, of course, because the feminist movement has expressly said if you're a conservative woman, you can't sit with us, you're not part of us, you are really left out of this whole notion of feminism. So that's why they've hijacked it. It's unfortunate. So we have to turn to female empowerment, which is something that most women believe in, something that most humans believe in. But unfortunately, the feminist movement has just really hijacked that notion of being a strong woman. I really want to put that to bed. There are so many strong women. And the funniest thing for me about the Me Too movement, the Time's Up movement, the feminist movement, the pink hat wearers in general, is that they cast out conservative women. They attack conservative women from our looks to our intellect to everything else because they just really don't think that we are to be stood up for. We're not part of their movement. So we have to, I guess, create our own movement, and we've done that. And the funny thing I talk about a lot in the book is, you know, they can march all they want with their pink hats. They can hate Trump. They can scream. They can hiss literally in the streets. Yeah. But we marched into the voting booth. Thousands and thousands of American women marched into the voting booth and voted for Donald Trump. So we are a force to be reckoned with, and we're not going to be quiet anytime soon.
Tommy Lauren, the book is Never Play Dead. Tommy, before we let you go, and we appreciate your time because it is earlier in Dallas. We appreciate that. About 8 hours ago, you tweeted, "A nation without borders isn't a nation at all. Deport now." That's from you. Tell us how you view the situation at the border, Tommy, before we let you go, please. And who you'd like to see deported?
Well, there's about a million or so that already have federal immigration orders to be deported, and for some reason they are still squatting in our country, which needs to end. But, you know, I've been to the border several times. I spent a lot of time with our Border Patrol agents.
Yep, yep.
I did Final Thoughts on it last week for Fox Nation and on Fox, talked about it a lot last week. But to me, what's so frustrating is people like AOC, who doesn't have, you know, an IQ point that she can tout, talking about our Border Patrol agents and what they're doing, because I've been there, I've seen that, I've seen the humanitarian work of our Border Patrol agents, but I also know the crisis at the border, and I'm glad that the Democrats are finally admitting that it's a crisis, because, you know, for so long it was manufactured. But for me, we have to make sure we're securing this border, we have to make sure we are enforcing the law, we have to make sure we're changing asylum laws on the books that are allowing people to take advantage of this country. It has to stop. There are roughly, in recent surveys have shown, there are roughly 160 million people who want to come to this country. And if Democrats had it their way, we'd be completely open borders. We can't take 160 million people. We can't provide for 160 million people. And if that disrupts the Democrats' voting bloc to say so, that's just too dang bad. We need to secure this border, and we need to hold the integrity of our nation, or we won't be this beacon of hope anymore. We'll be just like every other country, and we have to make sure that doesn't happen.
Tommy Lauren, the name of the book is Never Play Dead, How the Truth Makes You Unstoppable. You can find Tommy, Fox News, of course, and host of the digital streaming platform Fox Nation. Hey, Tommy, thank you so much for taking your time out of the day. Please come back soon. We appreciate you being with us.
Always. Good to talk to you.
You too. Tommy Lauren right there. Tommy Lauren. Hey, Piscopo in the morning. Colonel Douglas McGregor is going to come on the air with us. You don't want to miss the conversation with the great Colonel Douglas McGregor on AM 970, The Answer, and Piscopo. Frankie is here. Let's go to Al Gattulo. He's got the headline news live and local on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
71 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A pedestrian is dead after being struck by a wrong-way driver in Harlem. Police say the crash occurred around 1 a.m. Sunday on Frederick Douglass Boulevard and West 129th Street. Officials say a livery cab traveling in the wrong direction struck another car, and one of them hit a pedestrian, killing him. The 64-year-old male pedestrian thrown onto the windshield of one of the cars was pronounced dead at the scene. The drivers of both vehicles remained on the scene, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. No charges were immediately filed. Two pro hockey players are charged with assault following their alleged involvement in an altercation at about 5:30 Saturday morning inside a West Houston Street apartment. Police responded to a report of an assault in progress, found a 28-year-old man with bruises and scrapes to the left side of his jaw along with his abdomen. Charged with assault are 23-year-old Frank Sonny Milano of the Columbus Blue Jackets and 22-year-old A.J. Greer, who's played with the Colorado Avalanche. All three men had been out together, and the fight broke out over a bill. In sports, James Paxton gave up two runs in the first. Yankees lost 2-1 at Tampa Bay. Zach Wheeler giving up six runs in five-plus innings. Mets lost 8-3 at home to the Phillies. And the U.S. women's soccer team has won back-to-back World Cups, defeating the Netherlands 2-0. A ticker tape parade will be held in the Canyon of Heroes on Broadway Wednesday morning, starting at 9:30. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Over on the downtown N train, it looks like local Atlantic Ave to 36th Street with some ongoing switching problems. Also, some service changes on the B and the D train. 11 canceled trains with New Jersey Transit this morning as well with ongoing issues. Let's see what's happening as you head to the Taconic South and Putnam Valley. Accident cleared. Speeds at 35 miles per hour over at the Tappan Zee Bridge because of the rain this morning. Inbound GWB 20, Lincoln 30, Holland still waiting 30 to 35. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic this morning on the Garden State Parkway northbound, getting up past the Driscoll Bridge. Watch for some slowdowns as you head to the LIE westbound. That's still pretty solid. LIE westbound getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And over on the northbound Van Wyck, right by Atlantic Avenue, accident pushed off to the shoulder. Westbound belt out by Kennedy Airport. We're getting reports of an overturned vehicle in that area as well. Rain this morning, clearing later, high of about 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
It's time for the AM 970 $1,000 Daily Cash Giveaway. Enter now for your chance to win $1,000 by using keyword grass at AM970TheAnswer.com. This is an Aptivada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. Once again, you have until 10 a.m. to enter keyword grass at AM970TheAnswer.com. That's keyword grass at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Your table, ladies.
Thank you so much.
So, Vicky, how have you been?
Great. It's been so long. Last time we saw each other was what? Your daughter's wedding on that yacht? What was it? The Atlantis?
Yes, the Atlantis. It was perfect for the wedding with its three decks, bridal suite, immaculate restrooms, dance floor, and state-of-the-art sound system.
The food and service was great, and I hear they bake those delicious rolls right on board.
They do.
You know, I've been trying to decide what to do for my daughter's Sweet 16 and some corporate events.
You should absolutely book the Atlantis. They do more than just weddings. Sunset cocktail parties, bar and bat mitzvahs, luncheons, and guests are able to board from several locations. Francesca was so easy to work with. Call her at 212-385-9400 or email her at events@franstouchofclass.com.
Charter the Atlantis for your event today. Call Francesca at 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or visit franstouchofclass.com and charter the Atlantis.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Joe Piscopo on the radio at 742 right now. Colonel Douglas McGregor is a retired U.S. Army colonel, combat veteran, author of 5 books, including Margin of Victory. Colonel McGregor, it is a privilege to always have you with us, sir. Thank you for coming back on the program.
Sure. Good morning, Joe.
Well, we got a lot to talk about, sir. Can you tell us about Iran, the danger of Iran, this enriching uranium? Where are we with Iran, Colonel McGregor, please?
Well, I think some of the things that the mainstream media in the United States doesn't address at all is the fact that the capability to enrich uranium to bomb-grade levels doesn't exist anymore inside Iran. They can enrich or increase their stockpile of low-grade uranium, in other words, about 20% at the most, which is useful for commercial nuclear reactors. But under the terms of the JCPOA, and we know this to be a fact because inspectors confirmed it, all the capabilities that you need in order to enrich to bomb-grade levels have either been destroyed or shipped out of the country. So the notion that they're in a mad rush to build a bomb is nonsense. There's simply no evidence for it.
Well, do you see any realistic hope for relations between the U.S. and Iran improving at all?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. We're going to have to go through a cooling off period. And I think that's coming because clearly the president wisely rejected the war option, recognizing that if you attacked Iran, you would end up dragging in the Russians, certainly as a minimum, the Chinese, the Indians would certainly provide support and assistance. It would make all of our friends in Northeast Asia, Japan, Korea, anyone who's dependent on Iranian oil and gas very unhappy. And to this, you have to add most of the European states. So we would have been left standing without any friends or supporters at all.
Yeah. Colonel, what's just off the cuff, what's a bigger threat, China or the or Russia?
Well, remember that Russia, sadly, still has the largest nuclear arsenal in the world.
Yeah.
They have vast numbers of warheads and large numbers of platforms with which to deliver them. So on the basis of the nuclear arsenal alone, they are unambiguously a serious threat in that sense. The Chinese have remarkably few nuclear weapons, just a few more than Israel. Israel has almost 300 weapons. The Chinese have a few more, but not much.
Wow.
So the truth is, from a nuclear standpoint, Russia remains a permanent threat. China, no. Militarily, they're 20 years or more behind us, and most of their investment is purely defensive. And this is something I don't think most people realize. If you go through and look at what the Chinese are investing in, most of it has to do with long-range, medium-range strike systems and linking that to space-based and terrestrial-based intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance assets. In other words, if you come within a couple of hundred nautical miles of China in a vessel, you're going to be sunk. But there's no offensive capability to speak of at all, and the Chinese are probably not going to develop much. Even their submarine fleet is largely confined to local waters in China.
Wow. Hey, are we about Korea, North Korea, and we saw the president with Kim Jong-un. Are we farther away now since that meeting from armed conflict with Korea than we were, 2 weeks ago, sir?
Oh, there was no chance of armed conflict with North Korea, and that's why Donald Trump raised the ante. He recognized that North Korea is circling the drain. You've still got a major famine up there right now.
Yeah.
There are millions of people living in abject poverty. Organized crime is out of control. Some of their most reliable forces, troops that is, are deserting and are moving south if they can get through. The border is open, and the only thing that prevents Korea from exploding internally into open civil war, I suspect, is the promise of close cooperation and eventual reunification with the South. What's changed on the Korean Peninsula is that the people in the North today do know what exists in the South. 20 years ago, they had no idea. So the president's done everything right. I think the Hanoi opportunity was wasted. I think he's concluded that. I think we're going to see good things happen in the future. But it's like everything else. It has to be quid pro quo. In other words, if something is done in the North, then we have to do something in the South that is commensurate with the reduction, dismantling of their capability, which isn't very much. I mean, we think they may have some warheads, but there's no evidence that they can mount anything on a missile.
Colonel Douglas McGregor, Colonel, we just love chatting with you, and I've been all week long. I was saying to our audience, Colonel McGregor's coming up because I had a fear of if we indeed relinquish control of our troops in the DMZ, and we just walk away from South Korea, and then I've been hearing that Moon Jae-in and Kim Jong-un are buddies and along the same mindset. Is that dangerous if we just hand off all of the military action to South Korea and walk away? Doesn't that allow Korea to become one and then align itself with China, sir?
No, not at all. In fact, the opposite is the case. The Chinese live in fear that when we leave Korea, the peninsula, and we will, because there is no rationale for us to be there, that the Koreans will align with Japan. And so the Chinese will bend over backwards to satisfy the Koreans that they can continue to live unmolested on their peninsula, do business, maintain their existing governmental structure, societal structure, because their fear is if they don't, that the Koreans will turn immediately to the Japanese for assistance as allies. And that kind of alliance is the ultimate nightmare for China.
To Japan. Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. And
well, most Americans are not told anything that makes sense because you have an enormous lobby inside the Washington, D.C., and it has great hooks into the media. They're trying to figure out ways to avoid changing anything. And remember that Trump's the great disruptor. He's the man who wants to change things because things need to change. It's been 70 years. Good God.
Yeah. And it was interesting as he sat down with Tucker Carlson, the president, and you could see there was a moment of humility and saying, you know, Tucker, the president saying to Tucker, I understand, you know, about the military option. And he talked about, the president did, how he has to address some of these generals who could be from quote unquote central casting and who, you know, want a military option. And he wants to take, another avenue. But he's in a tough space, because when you speak, Colonel McGregor, you're a combat warrior. You're a warrior, and you understand that more than any of us, you know. But I guess when the president hears it from his generals, he's got to decide. And if he pulls out, he looks weak. It's a tough job. Where do you think the president will end up on all of this?
Well, I think we're going to end up with a new arrangement with Iran. It's going to happen over the next 18 months to 2 years.
Yeah.
In fact, I spend time in the Middle East, and I tell my Israeli friends and others that if you're looking for a future challenge that's serious and existential threat, you're looking in the wrong direction. You need to look at Turkey. And no one is hearing anything about it, or almost nothing, and that's very unfortunate because the Turks have the largest force in NATO. They have a long and distinguished history, military history, martial history. Islamism and nationalism in that country have been brought together in a way that is fiercely dangerous, I would argue, to the rest of the region. You have a man at the top who really wants to relive the Ottoman Empire. He's got his eye on the Balkans as well as the Near East. And that's something that should concern everyone. So I'm glad that the president and others have essentially turned off the F-35 sales to Turkey. But the Turks are in a much stronger, much more powerful position militarily than Iran will ever be. And I wish there was more focus on Turkey right now. And they also are the leaders of the Sunni Muslim world. And Mr. Erdogan is the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is dedicated to overthrowing all of the Western states and replacing them with Islamist governments. So I wish people would look at those things, because that's the future. Iran is really the past. That's going to change. Korea is going to go away, and there's frankly no reason for us to militarize our relations in Asia. But again, these are things that people have difficulty accepting, Joe, because they've been listening to the same nonsense for 70-plus years. And that argument that we have to be everywhere and do everything went out of business back in 1991.
Colonel Douglas McGregor, you have to read Margin of Victory, a retired U.S. Army colonel, combat veteran. And, thank you for your service, Colonel. We so appreciate you being with us. You explain this like nobody else does, Colonel. We appreciate that. We respect that. And please come back soon, sir.
Hey, Joe, thanks very much.
Thank you, Colonel Douglas McGregor, right there. 752 with Joe on the radio. Debbie's on the roads looking out for you traffic-wise on a rainy Monday on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Sure, Joe. Thanks a lot. At the Tappan Zee Bridge, speeds down to 35 miles per hour because of the rain, so please take it slowly out there this morning. We're still seeing some slowdowns on the downtown 4 train with a stalled train. Also, some delays on the B and the D train with some ongoing switching problems. New Jersey Transit, 11 canceled trains this morning for some ongoing issues as well. Heading to the Hudson River crossings, 30 minutes in across the board. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher has had enough.
I am so sick of these un-American miscreants who hate this country so much that they want to strip every symbol of our nation's beginnings, its foundings, its origins. And you know what? We can push back too. We can push back with truth, with logic. I am fed up.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one garlic tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with garlic.
Garlic, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Joe, on the radio, 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, weather coming up. I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. Planning for the future is important. Are you and your family protected? If you're not around to make the decisions, who will? Are your assets protected from probate and nursing home costs? Look at all the things you got to worry about. I went through it all. You need a will. You need a trust. You need power of attorney. You need a health care proxy, living will, estate plan, especially if you've been like me, you've been married a couple of times. You got the kids and you want to protect your financial legacy. You can attend a Connors and Sullivan free seminar and have all your questions answered by Mike Connors himself. Now, Tuesday, July 30th at the Greenhouse Cafe on 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. in Brooklyn. Wednesday, July 31st. Look at this. These are free, by the way. And Mike Connors himself is going to be there. Wednesday, the 31st, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., at the New York Marriott at the Brooklyn Bridge. That's on Adams Street in downtown Brooklyn, right? How about Thursday, August 1st? Look at these. Look at these, all these dates. At Buckley's Avenue S in Sheepshead Bay. Right there, that's 11, 3, and 7 p.m. Now, if you can't make any of these free seminars, do what I did. Call Connors and Sullivan. Lisa's standing by. Bridget is there. And Rose and everybody else and Beth and Mike. It's just, you know what? It's so refreshing to be able to walk into an office and have your lawyer understand you. I'm telling you, Mike will understand everything you're talking about. And you get a free office conversation right there. Your first free office appointment. Here's the number from Mike. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. 6500. Mike Connors always says, and it's so true, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
7:57. Joe Lumberg is out there. Oh, Joey. Hey, Joe, happy 4th. Did you have a good weekend, my friend?
For the most part, yeah. It was a pretty good weekend. Not all of it, but most of it.
What does that mean now?
Airplane travel. My daughter was supposed to go back to Peru Saturday morning. Yeah. That flight got canceled at 6 a.m. It was pushed back to 2, then pushed back to 3:30. So I had to hustle off my bike ride, take her to the airport. That flight was then canceled, so she rebooked out of Philadelphia. And so I had to drive her to Philadelphia, so there was a three-hour drive to and then three-hour back. And then she blew up all of Sunday.
Let me guess, you biked to Peru. I mean, is that
no,
right?
No. She landed in Peru probably about 2 o'clock in the morning and got to where she's staying, where she lives, about 3 hours ago. So she's just frustrated and tired right now.
Yeah, I know. You're a good daddy, Joe Lumberg. You're unbelievable. Oh, my God. Just what you need, right?
Yeah,
hey, Joe, weather-wise, rain throughout the day. Most of this week? How are we looking this week?
I think it's just rainy this morning. And the heaviest rain is out to the west of the city. You know, western suburbs are going to get hammered with some heavy rain this morning, maybe some flooding. That'll taper off this afternoon. It clears out tonight. Tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny, very warm, upper 80s, and maybe a thunderstorm late Thursday.
All right. Well done, Joe. Well, you're back. You're safe. You're sound. We appreciate it, Joe Lumberg. Thanks so much. Joe Lumberg, that's our marathon man meteorologist. Michael Cutler coming up next in 8 o'clock hour. And you as well, if you want to call 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Joe Diamond as well, organizer of the group Elon Omar Must Go, Radio Piscopo from New York.
News, opinion, passion. passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
71 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Police are trying to find the person who burned a pride flag outside an LGBTQ bar in Harlem. Police say the flag was set on fire outside the Albee Lounge on Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard around 12:20 this morning. That's the second time this year a pride flag was burned outside that same bar. A Bridgewater man plans to ride his bike 300 miles through Mullaway this month. William Hoffman, one of a dozen residents from churches in New Jersey, who are taking part in the bike ride that's meant to promote education and empowerment for youth in the African nation. The bike ride, sponsored by St. John's Episcopal Church in Somerville, Mullaway, is known to be one of the world's most densely populated and least developed nations.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.